Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because this is the last warning. It's serious. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a sponsor today called Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them in a bit. But with this economy, things creep up on you. And before you know it, there is a whole sector of people that are having difficulty. Right now, we have a record number of people that have car payments that are over $1,000 a piece. And what's happening right now is that there are all these different warning signs that people are not making their car payments on time, which is the warning of all warnings. And it started, and I covered this a few months ago, about the subprime sector, which is people with bad credit and, oh, yeah, I'll do anything to get into a car. I got to get to work. And with that, they are stuck and they're getting payments with high interest rates. They're getting payments that are extended for an extended period of time or for cars that are not worth what they're financing right now. So, what we're seeing is that people in general are missing the credit card payment. Then they're late on rent. And the final thing is the car payments because you got to have the car, you got to be able to get places, you got to be able to get to work, but they're seeing this as a huge warning sign. I had breakfast this morning with my attorney. We were talking about my business and different things that we're doing, and he is blown away. He's like, "Dan, we're living in a world right now that I've never seen before where you have a lot of rich people and a lot of broke people. There's just no middle class. The middle class is completely wiped out right now." And that is 100% true. And listen to these signs. I mean, these warning signs are terrible, okay? Subprime loans, let's talk about those first. They're off. They're at a 15-year high, guys. Think about this. Think about how car loans have basically doubled. People have a $1,000 car loan like it's nothing, which is it's insane. Insane. People financing things. I asked this question, what's your car payment? I had a tremendous amount of people that had car payments that were over $2,000 a month that wrote me. Buy the $100,000 truck and truck looks great, and they're paying over $2,000 a month to have that vehicle in their garage after putting a substantial down payment down. Now, here's the thing. This is not just limited to the people with bad credit. People with good credit are at a record high of being 30 days late on their auto loans right now. And again, guys, this is a warning sign. People are skipping things. You just don't forget to make your car payment on the way to brunch. You're sitting there and going, you know what? What am I going to give up? I've got to give up this and I'll make the car payment. Well, now it's getting to the point that people are not getting the hours, they're not making the money. And, it's funny. My son, who was in town for a week with his acting shenanigans, he was telling me, he goes, "I'm so lucky. So right, my friend was telling me about how he's behind in his car payment and he wanted to ask you how long it would take for them to come after it." And I said, "Well, they could come, but it depends on his lender, but after 60 days they could start looking for the vehicle." So make the payment. Make the payment. So my son's, "Oh, I'm so glad my car's paid off." Yeah. So you are. But I'm telling you guys, people have to drive the status symbol. They gotta look good. They gotta be out there, and put this illusion that they have things that they don't. And so many people are in debt to their eyeballs. Now, here's the thing, guys. We've got a record high amount of loans where we're at $1.3 trillion dollars in auto loans. Cars aren't worth it, guys. Cars are not selling right now. I'm telling you this right now. You can't. Look at used cars right now. You want a deal on a car right now? Go get a used car right now. I'm selling used cars right now. They're worth nothing. I have my cousin is going to buy one of my vehicles at nothing. Okay? Most likely probably going to give it to him because he and his kid are going to drive the thing. Point is that you can't get what you could get even 2 years ago for these vehicles. So oh, I misspoke. It's $1.6 trillion in auto loans right now. Okay? More people have an average car payment of $754 a month. It's crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy. But again, I don't tell you this because people are, you know, just lazy. They're borrowing money. They're tapped. They're strapped. They're completely out of dough. And this is the last warning sign, because what's going to happen next? Seriously, people, you got to get to work. You got to get around town. And most people will not skip the car payment. And I had a lot of people tell me, oh, I think it's reversed. I think it's most people won't skip their house payment. A lot of people live 30 days behind right now. So got to fix that, guys. I had a woman that had an HOA problem in Florida. Read the story below. She was jailed. They told her to clean up her front yard that didn't match the scheme of the HOA. And she was jailed for that. Jailed for not cutting her lawn and watering her lawn. It's funny. I have a brother that calls it the foreclosure look, when the grass has died out and you're not taking care of it. There are over 40% of the houses inside of Florida have an HOA. And Florida is the worst. They have all these rules, and more people cannot afford these HOA fees, and they can't afford the rules. But you know what you have? A lot of people on their times. And I would swear right here, because it's ridiculous. A lot of these people have so much time on their hands. All they're doing is walking around finding violations. Marge left her hose out. She's got plants that aren't approved. Look at how bad that lawn looks. Your sprinklers aren't working in half your yard. Okay, well, thank you for telling me that. So, Dr. Marvin sent me another great story of the map that shows Florida real estate, what's dropping fastest. I'm telling you, Florida and Vegas are going to be the worst markets in the country. You're seeing houses sit on the market longer. You're seeing $7 billion of the houses in Vegas that are for sale right now. Just residential. Not talking businesses. Not talking commercial buildings. I'm just talking stuff that is on the market. You know, Larry Ellison, he did an AI bet with Oracle. And they invested in AI, and now he's the second richest man in the world. He just surpassed Mark Zuckerberg, which he did something very interesting, where he took a loan against his stock at one point for billions of dollars, and the loan was, you know, he leveraged his company's stock, so he had billions of dollars to his disposal. He could invest and do what he wanted to, and didn't have to pay it back because it was backed, you know, it wasn't income. It was just a loan. So crazy. The rich are smart. You know, Jaguar, love this one. You know, Jaguar did a Bud Light and shot itself in the foot with their lovely marketing plan. And now they're laying off people at Land Rover. JLR, as we like to call it. Which I'm like, what's... I had to look up what JLR meant. Jaguar Land Rover. Well, you got, you know, 500 people looking for a job there. People are not buying these expensive cars. You know, $120,000 Land Rovers are not selling like they did before. Look at this beautiful boat coming out. So, starting to see this ratchet up and get busier and busier and busier when it comes to delinquencies on everything. But a lot of people live 30 days behind. 30 days behind their rent, 30 days behind everything. Now, you don't pay your car insurance, they'll shut you off. You get into an accident, you got a problem. I have called three people about this morning, and that was Amazon Prime is warning people about how they reach out to people and contact them, and that there's 220 million people that could be exposed to different fraud and different scams. You have to protect yourself when it comes to your Amazon Prime account. Terrible, guys. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Now, we're getting warning signs that Donald Trump is going to blow up the Fed and that he's going to fire Jerome Powell. What do you think that's going to do to the market? Well, one thing that you can do is you can protect yourself and hedge yourself against that with precious metals. The best place to do it is call Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Put gold and silver to work for you. Experts are talking about how silver could easily hit $100 an ounce. Guys, recently hit $39 an ounce. It's crazy, okay? Call them today. All your gold, all your silver needs, you can get from one place. It's very easy to buy from Patriot Gold Group. 401ks, IRAs that have no fee for life and qualifying rollovers, contact them today. Let them answer all your questions. If you don't want to call, use the link below. Let them know that I allegedly sent you, or call them today at 888-330-1431. Now here's the thing, guys. Nobody wants to look at the trends. And the trends financially for all of us are heading in the wrong direction. You know, I teach fiscal responsibility. I teach you to market for less. I teach you to run your business and sell more from your existing customers. That's what I do. And people, I'm gonna try this. Do this over here, Dan. It's gonna work. You know what works? Making money and not wasting money right now. I have spoken, for some reason, just a flurry of people this morning before I shot this video talking about the economy and talking about, you know, certain advertising that's not working and certain employees that don't want to show up on time and people that don't want to come to the office and all this stuff that's facing each and every one of us. But here is a staggering statistic. F&G annuities, okay? F&G annuities surveyed 2,000 people that were over 50. Hey, how's your finances doing, Dan? Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to retire when I thought I would. Last year, 2024, 14% of the people that they surveyed said that they would not be able to retire on time. 14%, big number. Okay. Here's the problem. It's at 24.9%. It's 25% of the people surveyed said, no, not even close. We cannot do what we thought we were going to do with our money and with our retirement. Now, is that the economy? Did they make poor choices? Or did they just squander it? You know what I mean? Who knows? But people right now are realizing how expensive everything is. I am telling you, get yourself out of debt. Do not borrow any money. The people I know that paid off their house, the people I know that live on very modest incomes are people that don't have debt. They go to restaurants, they can go on a trip here and there, they can enjoy their vacations, they've got cable TV, and they don't have frickin' debt. But when you hear these figures, I mean, it is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. You know, of all these people that have less than $50,000 in savings, so what am I going to do? I'm going to go out and I'm going to step up my game and make more money. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I get tired at the end of the day. Okay, so with that being said, more and more people are having this problem. So, you know, the survey snapshot ran into people, Gen Xers 45 to 60, whose numbers were completely off. And a lot of us, you know, a lot of the people surveyed still talk about how there's not going to be Social Security for us in the future and that they've had to make arrangements for this. One thing that the Trump administration is doing is they're trying to do different 401k options where you don't have to deal with your company. You can put money into different 401k options. I recently had a friend that lost his job and had to change what he was doing and got his 401k check, and you know, I'm sure it's tempting to put that money in your checking account and pay bills with it and stuff, but he did the right thing and put it away like he's supposed to. So that's what people need to do. We're starting to see more and more and more problems that are affecting everybody. It's not just the lowest sector, it's all these people. You know, we talked about passwords earlier. Here's one thing that's, you know, I did a great video that had just a huge response, shared by a bunch of places. I got interviewed for it. It was great. It was talking about the passwords and how ridiculous some of the passwords were. And this popped up yesterday, and I'm like, this is still an issue. People, change your passwords. Have a difficult password. Read the article below, because it'll be near the end of the stack. And 98.5% of the people don't have strong passwords. They have weak passwords. And if you get that little symbol, like if you're putting your password in and it tells you it's weak, I'm telling you guys, change it, because they're getting hacked left and right. You know, the Amazon thing, when they're hacking Amazon Prime members, and you have 220 million of those people, and they're concerned about you getting phone calls. The thieves are so sophisticated now. They are doing everything they can to get a hold of people directly, calling them, sending them text messages that look real, emails that look real. You have to protect yourself, but change those passwords now. One thing that I left out of the story earlier in the video that I want to make sure I share with you was we were talking about Florida real estate, how off it is. Now, here's the numbers that are absolutely staggering. Naples, Florida, the average cost in May was $767,000. Oh, that's fantastic. Only problem is down 19.2% from a year earlier. Whoa, how'd you like to buy a house? Your house goes down 20%. The next one, followed by Punta Gorda, $325,000. They're off 14%. The Villages, that's where all the old people get together and hook up. And yeah, got invited out there. Anyways, 11.3%, it's off there. Sebastian, Vero Beach, $386,000. Those are off 10%. And where my Aunt Sally lives in Fort Myers, $375,000. It's off almost 5%. So terrible, terrible. There's also something very funny. Coldplay, Chris Martin, the lead singer, was performing at a concert, and a company called Astronomer, the CEO was there with the head of HR. Only problem is they're married to different people, and they were there in a long embrace, and the kiss cam turned around, and the head of this company was caught with another woman and hid his face, which I thought was absolutely hysterical. I may show that in the private channel, but absolutely funny when people that are married are out hanging out, making out, and get caught. So let me know what you think. I am going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And I want to remind you that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and I am very proud of something, and there's about to be another announcement soon as well. But Google put I Allegedly on the Android App Store, so you can get I Allegedly Live on your phone if you have an Android phone and you don't want to get an iPhone. Dun, dun, dun. So it's very cool. So many of you like those private videos, what we talk about, and I absolutely love it. There was another data breach, and it's a company called Episource. Think about this. Between January 27th and the 5th of February this year, they were hacked. They had people stealing personal data from their site, and it was all your medical records for 5.4 million people. So all this data gets stolen, and it's terrible. And guess what? In mid-July, they let us know that, oh yeah, this happened. Now that 5.4 million people have had their data ripped off. So again, terrible, 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 terrible. There was a massive recall with Walmart. Think about this. Power Stick deodorant, 67,000. I thought, okay, 67,000, you know, that's wild. 67,000 cases were mismanufactured and mislabeled and don't have a quality of manufacturing. In other words, it's stuff in there that could, you know, be sensitive to people and make them sick and things like that. So much so that the FDA got involved in this and said, no, 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 we have to do something about this. So, make sure, read the story below. It'll be the last story at the bottom. And you can see if you have any of that deodorant you can take back to the stores. Please hit the like button. Join our email list. That's going to start going out fast and furious. Also, if you want to join the private channel, check it out. But man, oh man, it's just a matter of days until we get another announcement on that too. So again, like, subscribe. I'll see you very soon.